After the huge 2012 avalanche in the Rabia Valley in Sonoco, the whole of the Grano floodplain was the site of earthworks designed to protect the Tonal State Road No. 42 in late 2015 and 2016. On this occasion, all the area and #8217 military works were mapped, with specific reference to the bunkers lined up in the vast plains to the right and left of the River Olio, where some of them were interfering with the reshaping of the riverbed. These artifacts were unearthed and moved from their original locations and placed in a more sheltered site along the new banks of the River Olio. A detailed survey carried out in 2016 by archaeologist Marco Mottinelli, on behalf of the Camonica Valley Mountain Community, produced a complete and thoroughgoing description of the interaction of these defensive works with the area's historic landscape. What follows is a long excerpt. The third defensive system had a significant impact on the Sonoco area, if nothing else for the scale of the transformations and excavation work involved. With its 8,500 meters of linear extension, the trench line has left a long scar through the historic landscape, interfacing above all with the towns of Garda and Rhino, with their road systems, woods and, to a lesser extent, farmed fields. It is clear that whoever decided to build this defensive line did not simply select strategic points on the landscape but also designed a system with the lowest possible impact on the farming landscape around the two villages which had been torn from the forest with such effort in previous centuries. The whole extension of the line would, in fact, appear to be comprised within an unfarmed landscape with farmed terraces only in a very few points, thus denoting a precise logic prioritizing keeping its distance from both the towns and their precious farmland. Material proof of woodland, farming, certainly exists in some of the chestnut groves on the left of the valley, where the trees have all been arranged onto small terraces. The archive documentation shows that the care and attention paid to the terraces involving removing nuisance plants, rebuilding and maintaining the dry stone walls and new woodland plantings, generally called ronki, were ongoing and crucial to defending the area against the encroachment of the forests and had a considerable financial impact on mountain agriculture. Further recurring evidence is provided by the aisle, namely the clearings in which the charcoal makers built their wood piles and branches, podget, from which charcoal was made via a long heating process. The many aisle found are approximately circular flat spaces carved out of the slopes with their lower edges held up with a few rows of dry stone wall varying from 4 to 10 meters in diameter. Frequently, in the immediate vicinity of the charcoal kilns, shelters were found for the use of those who made them, which were generally square in shape, 2 by 2 meters. Dozens of quarries and stone working sites were found, distinguished on the map from the single blocks by wedge marks or full-blown quarries. The charcoal kilns may have been there since the Iron Age, but their use is testified to during World War I, precisely for their wartime functions. Only in one point is the line and #8217's interference with other, more strictly archaeological, features appreciable, namely Frera Rock along the road which once linked up Garda with the Malga Valley. Here the trench has been carved out of the northernmost spur of the glacial smooth stone with its variegated collection of stone carvings.